This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to The Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and The Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. One of the key points that I got across was got from the book is variety of plants and the complexity that we have in plants that is very, very hard to mirror with single elements that we take out and we put into pharmaceutical, or even supplements as well. You know, resveratrol is very popular, curcumin is very popular. They definitely have certain uses. But for the majority of people, I like to think about well-being, the creation of well-being in terms of food and what we can buy in the supermarket and what we can forage as well. So I'm not a forager, but I'm fascinated by this whole hobby or, you know, a way of life. So, and you do some foraging, is that
yeah,
right?
Well, like, so. I do. I mean, in my own garden, actually. So now we're going to get you to do some foraging.
Because
if we grow, you grow some nettles. I should have brought you some nettles as well. I have brought some nettles cut, but I'm not sure that they take and grow roots like the geranium does. But that means that you could be a forager in your own garden. And I am now foraging because I want more complexity. Yeah. I want more, you know, I want to eat plants that are really robust and complex and got lots of lovely phytonutrients and minerals and so on in them. And the wilder ones are the ones that have had to... I don't know about this fight because I'm not too sure about that as a metaphor, really. But they've had to respond...
Yeah.
They've basically had to have salutogenesis. They have had to respond to their environment in order to get strong, healthy, resilient. And so they've developed many phytochemicals, plant chemicals. I'm a phytotherapist. I'm a plant therapist in European terms. To develop their strength and ability to talk to other plants, to resist disease, whether it's antiviral, antifungal, antiseptic. Talk to a lure in insects, like that's part of the job of those phytochemicals, which are aromatic, the essential oils. They produced those in order to lure in chemicals in their predators or their insects pollinators and so pollinators and so on. And those are the very things that we've co-evolved with. We've co-evolved with these plants in that complexity, and we need them to have. To be able to create that complexity in them.
This is what attracted me to the whole field, actually, of food and medicine initially. It was the study of phytochemicals, so the chemicals that we find in plants that essentially give us health benefits. And just reading some of the papers, I think I came across Diana Minnick, who's a she's a practitioner out in the States. She's done a PhD in pharmacotherapy, in plant therapy as well, and written some incredible papers with Jeff Bland. And just the way she has a wonderful way of explaining it to lay people using colors and a lot of like Chinese herbalism terms, but also a way of describing exactly what she means by the mechanisms behind which plants confer benefits to us in scientific terms as well. So it's for someone who is, I'm pretty reductionist when it comes to, I want to know what the mechanism is, what impacts B, what impacts C, and what the ultimate outcome in. Obviously, as you know, it's not as easy as that. And it's very, very simplistic to think about those terms. But for me, it's fascinating. I absolutely love learning about, you know, plant hormesis, for example, the mild stresses that actually elicit a resilient response from the organism, be it our body, which leads to improved resilience to stress later on, which I don't think a lot of people understand either, because they think of, you know, you introduce this food and it cleanses you, or you introduce this food and it reduces inflammation. Whereas actually, it's your body doing that. It's the relationship between the food and what it elicits in the body itself.
Do you know, I think there's one really easy way to understand this, or easier way, and that is, if I'm lifting a heavy thing, okay, so let's say I'm lifting this.
It's a crusade pan. It's very heavy.
So what that's doing is that immediately I lift that, there is a light stress on my bones, on my muscles, and what are they doing in response to that stress?
Absolutely.
If they didn't respond to that, and that's the principle of, you know, weightlifting or any kind of exercise, it simply wouldn't be strong. I wouldn't be strong enough to lift. So, and if I go on lifting heavier things, this again will keep responding. But it's mild stress that it needs in order to grow, or in order to get stronger. And it's the same for our heart. You know, you just start panting every day a bit. And you know that that heart muscle is going to get bigger with, in a good way. And it will have more oxygen in the blood, and it will have better perfusion. You'll get more
angiogenesis
in a good way. Because you can have pathogenic angiogenesis. So it's really understanding that stress, good stress, not too much. It's like that seesaw. If we have too much stress, we're dealing with the effects of too much stress in ourselves and in our patients.
And I think that that balance that you were alluding to with angiogenesis, that that homeostasis, that, you know, medium balance, is true of every single pathology, I find, whether it be inflammation, whether it be stress reduction, whether it be, you know, everything. You want just enough to elicit the health benefits, but not too much
that
can turn it into a pathogenic mechanism. I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.